Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Okay, now to jails in the outbreak, as some are releasing prisoners. At last count, there were a dozen people in the state correctional system who've tested positive for COVID-19. But, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, there is no single plan for all Massachusetts correctional facilities, so whether prisoners are being released depends on where they're being held.
Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan says she spent the last week and a half reviewing cases with the county sheriff and defense attorneys. So far, more than 40 prisoners who have not yet been tried have been released.
We're also doing it in a balance, a collaborative, thoughtful approach that balances the public safety issues with what may be medically compromised folks, and then also just a need to not have this virus spread through the institutions, if we can do that.
Ryan says she's also looking at cases involving people who have been sentenced, considering things such as health issues or whether a prisoner's offense was violent.
The best way to do this is to be thoughtful, to be weighing all of the factors. None of us wants to see any of this go badly, in any of the many ways that it could go badly.
But different approaches are being taken among the 10 state district attorneys and 13 county jails. Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan says 25% of pretrial detainees in the Franklin and Hampshire jails have been released. The Berkshire County DA says one person has been released. On the other hand, in Essex County, the DA's office says they are not considering taking another look at cases for potential release. In Bristol County, Sheriff Thomas Hodgson has said he's opposed to releasing prisoners. His office says it has no authority to release anyone. A spokesman for the Bristol County DA says they have no control over jails and prisons. It's up to the courts. That's where it landed yesterday, when a lawsuit was filed asking the state Supreme Judicial Court to start letting people out. Rebecca Jacobstein is with the State Public Defender Agency, one of the plaintiffs.
This request is asking the court to take some measures to reduce the inmate population so that we can protect the public health and the health and safety of our clients, of the correctional officers, the medical staff, and the public at large.
The suit asks that the courts release several types of prisoners, such as those who are elderly or have health issues. Similarly, emergency legislation has been filed. It would require the state to start considering releasing nonviolent offenders who are most at risk of contracting the disease. State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa, one of the bill's sponsors, says the state needs one uniform standard to decide who gets out.
It is definitely not everybody, and that was the point of the legislation. You know, you can't just rely on a few good sheriffs in the state, and they are out there to start to do this, and a few good district attorneys.
The State Sheriff's Association and the Department of Corrections say they are taking steps inside, such as banning most visits, following state and federal health guidelines about hygiene, and trying to keep people separated. The National Guard has set up tents at some prisons to screen those entering. WellPath, a health care provider for some Massachusetts correctional facilities, says it is preparing. It says it's focusing on identifying those with the disease and devising treatment plans. But Dr. Elise Wassell, an infectious disease consultant at six Massachusetts jails, is concerned. She says while some prisoners are now quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19, the disease is spreading. She wonders how the state will handle those prisoners who become seriously ill.
Being in jail or prison means that your health care is mandated. That is a time in which you are assured health care. I'm worried that we are at this point in time not in a position where we can assure that'll happen.
Governor Baker has said he's relying on public safety and public health officials on issues related to releasing prisoners at risk of COVID-19. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.